needless to say, are going to be hazardous. So take it easy and, you know, stay home, watch the football games, no sweat, okay? And there's one more thing you have to do. On Monday, you have to clean your desk off. That's right. You have to clean your desk off. It's clean off your desk day on Monday, the January 18th. It's to provide one day early each year for every desk worker to see the top of the desk and prepare for the following year's paperwork. So this coming Monday, bright and early after watching all the football games and drinking all the beer, you got to go into work and clean off your desk, okay? That's a deal. All right. We're going to end the show off with Michael White, and this is going out to Ma with Go With The Flow on USBFM. Good night, everyone.
This is Long Island's non-commercial alternative at 90.1 FM in stereo, WUSB, Stony Brook.
Stardate January 15th. There's a special sight in the west, Saturday evening, for you who look outside just after the sun goes down. The crescent moon is located near the brightest planet, Venus. The pair of them side by side, a crescent and a star. A pretty sight that anyone can see. The moon is only about a day and a half past new, that instant each month when the moon is most directly on a line between the Earth and Sun. So this will be the first time in several weeks that the moon is in the evening sky, and it's making its usual grand reappearance as a fragile crescent that sets soon after the sun. This reappearance of the moon each month after new moon used to be considered almost mystical by people in various cultures which base their calendar on the moon. The planet Venus has been around for most of this month, but it's also very low in the west, and you may not have noticed it before now. So be sure to look Saturday evening if it's not already too late. Again, Venus and the moon will be side by side, very low in the west. If it's already too late, or if you get clouded out on Saturday, you might try it again on Sunday. By Sunday evening, the moon will have moved somewhat higher in the western sky. It'll be located above Venus and below another planet, the red planet Mars. For this 15th day of January, that's our program. Stardate is written each day by Deborah Bird. For a free sky calendar and star chart, send a long, self-addressed, stamped envelope to the University of Texas McDonald Observatory in Austin, zip 78712. We'll get that in the mail to you just as soon as possible. It's absolutely free. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
Absolutely free.
Good morning to everybody out there. That was the theme for The Voice of Long Island, the program that will be with you for the next 2 hours here on WUSB Stony Brook. And for the fourth week in a row, this is the sound of Mike Juhas not being here. Listen to it carefully. It hasn't changed much over the last month, but we are more and more aware of Mike's non-presence. It's having a tremendous effect on everybody around here, on Brianne O'Brien, on Frank Burgett down the hall, on me, all kinds of people who won't even admit that it's having an effect on them. It is having an effect on you, isn't it, Brianne?
Yeah, I'm depressed.
Yeah, I can tell.
I'm really depressed.
You weren't bouncing around the studio like you usually do.
No, not at all.
Well,
I miss Michael.
Maybe we can drag him back here somehow. Now, I understand he's still sick. He's getting better, but he's still not quite capable of coming in here. Here, the odds for next week are very, very good, but... Well, we are going to call him once again. Each week, in fact, we've called him, but... This week we're going to call him one more time. Hopefully it'll be the last week we'll ever have to do this. And, well, I guess we can go right now and give him a buzz. Calling Mike Juhas on The Voice of Long Island. Hopefully he's not too sick. He'll be able to answer the phone. It's nice to have people in person. Uh-oh, I think we've got the wrong... is this the home of Mike Juhas?
Yeah, who's this?
This is his co-host for The Voice of Long Island, Eric
what?
Corley.
Who?
This is Eric Corley, the co-host for The Voice. Who are you?
I'm his nurse.
His what?
His nurse.
His nurse?
That's right. What are you calling up after midnight for? Don't you know this man should be getting his sleep?
His nurse... He has a nurse? Well, he must have a nurse. That's amazing. Is he really sick? That sick to have a nurse?
Oh, no, he ain't that sick. He's getting better, but you know what the stipulations of his USB contract is?
No, I don't know if I do know that.
Yeah, if you miss 3 weeks of shows, you get automatic nursing care, if you're sick, that is.
You get a nurse after 3 weeks? I didn't know that. You mean anyone on the station can get a nurse?
Yeah, so as of yesterday, he missed, from what I hear, he missed 3 shows.
He did at that, yes.
Yeah.
6, if you count The Voice of Long Island.
That's right.
He might be entitled to 2 nurses.
Ooh, hey, I never thought of that. He'd have a good time with that, that's for sure. Well, anyway, what can I do for you, Mr. Your name was?
My name is Eric Corley. I'm the co-host. Well, no offense to you.
What can I do for you, Mr. Corley, there?
No offense to you, ma'am, but I really did want to speak to Mike.
Because... I'm afraid you can't do that. Oh, no, he'd be sound asleep by now.
Well, we woke him up last week, and I don't see what's wrong with waking him up again this week.
That's because I wasn't here last week to answer the phone.
Yes, that certainly is true.
The man needs his sleep.
Oh, boy. Brianne, can you help me out on this?
Come on, honey.
What?
Come on, honey.
Who are you calling, honey? Who is that? Who is that in the background there?
Maybe we shouldn't use Brianne. Okay, ma'am, what is your name?
My name is Edna.
Edna?
Edna. I ain't gonna give you any more. I don't want my name on the radio.
I don't want any more.
On the radio right now.
Okay, Edna, nurse Edna.
Yeah?
We have great respect for the nursing industry. In fact, nurses are probably...
Hold on for a minute! Hey, you go back to sleep! Sorry about that.
I thought you said he was sleeping.
He was. Apparently there was some kind of commotion in the other side of the room here. They woke him up.
Well, I'm glad...
You talk to him.
It's very important. People are listening. It's nice to hear your voice, but people don't want to hear your voice. They want to hear Mike. They're clamoring at the doors. The phones are ringing off the hook.
Hang on a minute. I'll see if he's well enough to talk to you.
After screaming at him like that.
Everybody, you want to talk to this guy? He says his name's Curly or something like that. He's on the radio.
Who gets these people?
Hello, Mr. Curly.
Corley, yes.
Hello, Mr. Corley. Just hold on. Hold on,
Reggie. I'll hold on.
I'm going to let you talk to him. Okay,
thank you.
Just keep it brief.
Thank you very much.
See him, because he is very impressionable. Hold on a minute.
Yes, I will.
Just hold on.
Boy. Can you believe this?
Hello?
Mike, is that you?
Eric.
Mike, are you okay?
Yeah.
Wow. What's the deal over there? You got a nurse at your house?
I got a nurse now.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
I never realized there was this nursing clause in the contract.
It must have come as quite a surprise to you.
It really did, because bright and early this morning, who should show up at my door but this nurse. And you know, she's bringing all her music with her. She's got all this Motown stuff, you know, and you can only take Motown. Well, I can only take Motown for about 6 hours, no more.
Yeah.
She's been here since 9 this morning.
9 in the morning?
Yeah. I mean, she's been playing Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson?
And just all this Motown stuff, which is good, you know?
Well, yeah, it is.
I really...
But a nurse, a new house, when you're sick, that's,
yeah.
That's of course, of a different
stereo.
Color.
She come and did the stereo there. And it's been...
See, she's using your stereo?
Yeah, well, she has the headphones on now.
Uh-huh.
So I can't really... Can you hold on?
Yeah, I'll hold on. This is amazing. Mike, are you okay?
I got a beaker of water next to me here.
Oh. Well, how are you feeling? That's what we called up to find out about.
Oh, feeling much better, actually.
Yeah? Do you think you'll be able to make it back for your Thursday night show next week and your Friday night Voice of Long Island?
It seems good. Seems good for that, yeah.
Okay, let's hope that happens.
Yeah, I should be back. I have to thank you for throwing in for three... What is it?
This is the fourth week, Mike.
It's the third week.
No, you're forgetting New Year's.
Yeah, I'm...
Wait a minute, am I wrong? Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, New Year's, that was the first.
Yeah.
Right? And then there was the seventh, or eighth, or whatever, yeah, seventh and eighth, that's two. And then this, let's say, the 15th, right?
Yeah, so you've only been sick, really, for 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah, this is, it's...
Were you sick for New Year's?
Yeah, I was, wasn't I?
Oh, that's right, he was.
3 weeks. Good gosh, I didn't realize it was sick that long.
Well, it must be quite a...
Hold on for a second.
Okay.
The nurse wants me to get off, but... Just hold on a minute, okay?
Okay.
I'm not talking to you.
Oh. Well, Mike, we can't really stay on much longer. We just wanted to find out how you're getting along. What's new with you? I guess not much has happened in your week, has it?
Oh, an awful lot's happened in my week. I can't tell you, Eric. I tell you, I was so sick.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking after my personal affairs. I have to confess, this is the truth. I swear to you.
This is the truth.
And I wasn't looking after my personal affairs, and I just let things kind of slip. And I bounced two checks.
You bounced two checks, Mike? That, you know, that in some states that's considered a crime.
Yeah.
In fact, I think this is one of them.
And one of them, get this, one of them was to my bank. All right.
You wrote a check to your bank?
Oh, that's a long story, but one of them bounced. And
they don't take that lightly at all.
And the other one, and this is the most embarrassing, was to my doctor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I bounced a check to my doctor. I tell you, Eric, I've just been in such bad shape. You know, last week when you called me up, I was, from what you told me, I sounded pretty bad.
You sounded horrible.
I wish I'd have known that. Well, you woke me up last week.
At least I didn't wake you up this week. Edna woke you up.
Just calm down. Let me talk to the guy for a few minutes. I haven't seen the guy in about 3 weeks. For all I know, he might even have a beard now. Just sit down, okay? Sorry about that.
Well, you're hallucinating, aren't you?
But, Yeah, so it's been a while, I tell you. Now, what was I saying? What do I hear in the background there?
Oh, these are just cherry chews that Brienne left for me. She brought a package of all these cherry chews. Well, not cherry chews, but different flavors, and cherry's the only flavor she doesn't like. So there are four little chews lined up here, and I'm going to have one now. It's too bad you're not here. You know, you miss out on all these great things. We had champagne a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I heard that.
And pretzels, and oh wow, we've been gorging ourselves. We've all gained about 50 pounds.
No, I've lost quite a bit of weight too.
Probably.
Yeah. It's been kind of strange, really, hasn't it?
Yeah.
What I was trying to say is, a minute ago, last week I really wasn't as sick as I later became. I get over one thing and then something else happens. Last week I was having problems with my ears,
mm-hmm.
ear infections, and that was pretty bad. You know, I wouldn't want to come up to the station with that, especially after headphones.
So you've been going through, let's say, a series of sicknesses, is that it?
Yeah, and then Sunday, I came up with this really, really terrible sore throat, and I went back to the doctor, and it turned out not to be strep throat or anything. I couldn't swallow or anything. But you don't care about my problems. Nobody cares about my problems.
Well,
it's
could be true, but the thing is, we are interested in your updating your life.
Well, look, nothing's happened to me in the last 3 weeks.
Well, from what you've said, you've gone through quite a few different little maladies there.
Those are the only things that happened.
Oh, well, I can't say that.
What can you say?
Well, I've just been, you know, healthy the whole way through. Pretty boring, actually. I coughed 2 days ago, 3 times consecutively.
Record for you.
Yeah, and I sneezed about 47 times over the past 2 weeks.
Nothing new for you.
Well, no, it's not, except one of the times was on the Long Island Expressway, changing lanes. Wasn't good.
That's indicative of something there.
It seems that way, with the cop behind me, too.
Would you just calm down for a minute?
What is she doing?
Hang on for a second.
Okay.
Look, you know, I don't know what they're paying you, but give me a couple minutes, okay?
Hold on!
Yeah, and these things are really good. Thank you.
Bye. Back again.
Yeah, I wish you could be having some of these cherry chews. I mean, they're amazing.
Do they have chocolate in them?
No, they don't have chocolate, do they?
Well, I wish I was there.
No, you just bite down on them and they sort of ooze out throughout your teeth and your whole mouth turns red and it's really great. And your whole mouth tastes like it's red, too.
Stent cavities.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, it says that on the side of the label.
Another hole in the head there, yeah.
Yes. So, are you ready for the snowstorm we're supposed to have tonight?
No, that's just what I need. You know, that
should hurt you a lot more than it'll help you.
Yeah, we're supposed to go to this Litma concert tonight, later on Saturday night.
Yes, that's Gabe Kaplan or someone?
No, not Gabe Kaplan. Paul Kaplan.
Paul Kaplan.
Look up on the left-hand side on the wall there. There's a picture of him.
No, it's a picture of Mark Stern.
look elsewhere.
It's a picture of Bernie Taupin and Charlie Daniels and Bruce Woolley and Robbie Dupree and Bram Tchaikovsky and NRBQ, Honest Tom Pompasello.
Small picture.
Nigel Olsen.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I don't see him at all. I'm sorry.
He's not video, so it really doesn't matter. But anyway, he's playing out in Mount Sinai tomorrow night, and we're gonna record it for the station for actual broadcast.
Uh-huh.
There's a PSA in the box there if you want to read it.
Well, I can't really do that.
It's at 8 o'clock at the Mount Sinai Congregational Church, and it's sponsored by the Long Island Traditional Music Association. One info, tomorrow call 751-1339.
But don't do that now, it's late.
Yeah, it's very late.
Yeah, do it tomorrow.
Well, listen, this woman here is getting kind of impatient. She wants to talk to you.
Oh, boy. Oh. Well, Mike, before you go...
Hello?
Yeah, before you go, best of luck in your recovery, and...
Thank you, Eric.
Hopefully we'll see you in person.
Well, I'm gonna try to go to the Paul Kaplan thing tomorrow night.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'll try to go to that, too, so...
Yeah, well, because I haven't seen you in what? Since last year.
That's right. In fact, you haven't been in this radio station since last year.
That's right. It was Christmas Day the last time I was there.
Was that a fact?
Right.
Well, we're going to have a big party when you get back. And
you know, I have...
You know, I'll have to get slobbered and then get sick again the next day.
I have a big surprise for you next week, if I'm there. I'll be there.
I've heard about things like that. You have a big surprise.
You know how I'm sometimes surprising you with different audio-type things that I bring up, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes with sodas and stuff. But, This is a something that I'm just going to surprise you with. I'm not going to say what it is.
It's going to be over the air, though.
It'll go out over the air.
Okay. Oh, boy. It sounds like a lot of fun.
It will be.
Well, Mike, take care.
Hang on. That nurse, before you hang up, that nurse wants to talk to you there.
All right. Well, you get some rest.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Eric, and have a really happy show. Good one.
Thank you. We'll try here.
And good night, Brianne.
Good night, Michael.
She's still there.
She's still here, yes.
Oh, and I have to say one other thing, too.
What's that?
Just in case they're listening, and I'm sure they're not. I have to say a special thanks to Marianne Devine and Lois Schick and Jimmy Dexter for filling in for me for three weeks on my show. But each of them took a week, you know. And I have to say thanks to them for filling in for my Thursday night show. It's just really swell of them to do that.
Gosh, yes.
And thanks for all the visitors. I've had a bunch of people from the radio station come by. And
yeah? Who have you seen?
Well, Marianne Devine's come by.
Yeah?
She brought me a root beer and a yellow rose.
One of those clear root beers that you can see through?
Yeah. The kind I'm so crazy about, you know. And she brought me a yellow rose that you can't see through. And then Rich and Tish came by one day this week, and they brought me a root beer. And they also brought me a Sylvester and Tweety coloring book with stickers.
Oh, right.
Crayons. And that, I tell you, that kept
That's
me,
why you sound so happy.
Yeah, that kept me quite busy. I really enjoyed that. And Howard Chapard stepped in today, too.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you know, it was good to see him. I haven't seen him in quite a while.
Well, that's great.
But anyway,
anybody else?
No. Everybody else has just been a real deadbeat, but...
Well, I'm sure they'll be happy to be informed about that.
Hang on for a second. Yeah.
Okay.
When I was at the doctor's office, I swiped one of these things that they collect urine in. It was clean. It was sterile. It hadn't been used. I'm using it for a water glass right now.
I'm sure if your doctor's listening, he'll be very interested. And you bounced a check and you stole something from his office.
Well, it might not have been from his office, right? I have to go. I have to catch my beauty sleep here because everybody knows I need it. Let me say goodbye, and that nurse wants to talk.
Oh, boy. Okay, well, goodbye, Mike.
I'll see you next week, and that's a promise.
Okay.
And it's set. Okay.
It better be.
Yes,
Mike,
mm-hmm.
Us, I think we'll be talking to the nurse now.
Hello! Oh, Mr. Corky!
That's Corley, yes. Hi.
Hello! Hey, listen, I got a request. Can I get a request on the radio station?
You want to make a request? I guess you can make a request. Okay, everyone else can make requests. Why not? Yeah, go ahead.
I'm like Motown and stuff, so if you can get some...
So I've heard.
We're cops and Supremes and even Michael Jackson. I love that man. He's really cute, but I'll tell you, he is ugly. And if you get some Michael Jackson on, that would be the greatest thing. I just love him.
Well, that's a good possibility. Okay, we'll try to get some Michael Jackson.
Okay, now, I have to go because I got to take care of this sick boy.
Yeah, don't play the music too loud because he does have to get some rest.
No, I got the headphones on.
All right, well...
I got the headphones on, see?
Make sure you're facing him at all times so you see if he needs you.
Okay, and he's got a little buzzer, too. He's got a little box, you know, presses the button if he needs me. And he also changes the channel on his TV. Yeah.
At the same time, huh?
Yeah.
That's really good. Well, look, you continue doing the good job that I'm sure you're doing over there.
Okay, Mr. Conley there. Have a really happy weekend. I've been listening to those requests, okay?
All right. Nurse Edna, have a good night.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, boy. Well, that's that. We just spoke to Mike Juhas and an unexpected guest at his house, a nurse. His own personal nurse. I wish I was able to get bargains like that. You have to be sick for 3 weeks at this station to get a personal nurse. I guess it's a good deal. I don't know. We'll find out sooner or later. We're waiting the storm, the first snowflake of this major winter storm that's supposed to be hitting us very soon. We have 1 degree in Stony Brook, and that comes out to a full 34 on the Fahrenheit scale. Updating the forecast, a winter storm watch is in effect for tomorrow, or actually for today and tonight. Mostly cloudy tonight, throughout the rest of the night, that is, low 25 to 30. Throughout the day, snow possibly mixed with sleet or rain, and the snow will be heavier late in the day and night. The high will be 30 to 35. Tomorrow night, continued snow with lows 25 to 30, with some flooding and a possibility of flooding, particularly in low-lying areas. And the outlook for Sunday calls for snow ending in the morning with total accumulation anywhere between 7 and 12 inches. Who knows? We'll know as it starts coming down. And anybody out there who happens to be listening, obviously that's who I'm talking to. I can't talk to the people who aren't listening. But if you're out there and you feel like doing us a favor, why don't you keep checking your window every now and then? I checked the USB skylight a little while ago, which incidentally somebody left open. And it wasn't snowing yet. It was very clear outside, in fact. Not very clear, but kind of misty. And it looked like something was about to happen. So I'm sure to the west of us, the weather has already started to take a turn for the better, worse rather. And if you see any snow out where you are, give us a call right away and we will report it immediately. We'll break into whatever is on the air at that moment to report it. That snow has, in fact, been seen in a particular town. Our telephone number is 246-7901. 246-7901, area code 516. We're WUSB in Stony Brook, the voice of Long Island. All kinds of fun things coming your way. Underneath us, we have music from a record called It Had to Be You, popular keyboards from the days of the speakeasy to the television era. Let's join them in progress. ¶¶
Thank you. happy days are party.
Boredom is a serious thing, and it's very easy to come by, especially in the USA. That's right, people are getting bored every day. You see it all around you, people walking through shopping malls, people in supermarkets, people on streets, people in their houses, people watching television, people listening to... Well, we'll stop there, but let's just suffice to say that people are getting bored in droves. Now, what can you do about it? Can you play loud music? Will that make the boredom go away? Sometimes. Sometimes it makes it worse. Nobody knows what to do about boredom because nobody is really interested. That's the problem. Apathy and boredom go together. Yes, those are the facts. However, tonight we have something that makes it just a little bit more interesting. Yes, we know that disaster is coming very soon. When those white flakes start to hit the ground, they will leave chaos behind them. That's right, cars will be getting stuck in the roads, schools will be closed, people will fall down, all kinds of things will happen. And one thing that will disappear from many lives is boredom. This has been a public service from the American Snow Watchers Society. It's 12:34 right now. You're listening to the Voice of Long Island. Our number is 246-7901. If you're bored, give us a call. If you're bored listening to this program, give us a call and tell us why. It may help us to stop feeling so bored. And it may help all kinds of other people who are out there. Oh, I'm sorry, I sort of drifted off there. We have all kinds of music coming up, and you're free to request whatever you want to hear. Right now, though, some problems from my friends, the Sex Pistols on USB.
Why do you expect? that night. I'll pour myself in broad daylight, 'cause I'm bored.
Started just over a week ago. I still have trouble talking about it because the details are just so horribly gruesome. But I'll try. My name is Chet Webster. I'm a police officer. I've been one for just over 17 years now. And in all that time, the day that stands out most vividly in my mind is that sunny afternoon last week when I got the radio call.
Come in, 901 here.
Yeah,
get the 13 Bogger Drive straight away, Chet. Say something happened down there. So terrible, so shocking. I couldn't even begin to describe it over the radio. You'll have to go down there and find out about it for yourself.
I'm on my way.
Happy you got here so quickly.
Okay, just take it easy, ma'am. What seems to be the problem?
Well, my husband and I have been away on vacation for the last 2 weeks. I guess we should have told a neighbor to watch out for the house. We've been broken into before, you know. But it was never anything as horrible as this. Look!
What I saw nearly paralyzed me. A fresh coat of white paint was on every wall in the room. The ceiling, too. All of the rugs were neatly vacuumed and swept. Not only that, but there was a large amount of jewelry and cash on one of the dressers. It was, in a word, awful.
Who would do a thing like this?
I don't know, Mrs.
At least a fanny.
Right. All I know is that there are a lot of sickies out there. We'll do our best to find the perpetrators. Two hours later, they struck again.
Officer, you got to help me.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, I just went into the Food King for about 10 minutes. When I came back out, somebody had washed my car.
My God.
Look, the hubcaps, too.
What kind of animals are we dealing with?
No, I think people did this.
As the week went by, the gang that was terrorizing our town became known as the Good Boys. Where they came from, nobody knew. What motivated them, nobody understood. It seemed as if there were more reports by the hour.
Hey, somebody clipped my hedges.
Who cut my lawn?
Hey, where did these brand new seal-built radials come from?
Well, how come I got a $10,000 deposit in my bank account?
My gosh, all of my toilets have been cleaned.
My garbage! Where's my garbage?
Holy Moses! Somebody blacked up my driveway.
The fear has been growing by the minute. If anybody, anybody out there has any information on how to stop these fiends before they strike again, please give that information to your local police department, because only through your cooperation will we be able to stop the good boys before they strike again. Thank you.
Blow it up through a window.
That's Joe Jackson, a song called Target from his latest album called Day and Night. We heard She's Tight from Cheap Trick before that, and Sex Pistols and The Clash and all kinds of other things. Here on the Voice of Long Island, it's 12:54, still no snow in sight, and no one has reported any as of yet, so my best estimations are that it is snowing nowhere in Long Island. And I guess Connecticut, too, since our signal goes over there, even Westchester. If anyone sees any, you know, a flake or two, give us a call. We'll break right in and report it. The forecast calls for up to, well, some people are saying 12 inches of snow. Some people are saying around 10. National Weather Service is going for the conservative estimate, as usual, saying 6 inches. But whatever is going to happen, it's going to happen, and it'll happen sometime today. We can't say exactly when, but during the night, there will be some white stuff falling out of the sky and staying on the ground. That's about all we can say. 1 degree in Stony Brook, 34 on the Fahrenheit scale. We asked a few people what they did when they were bored, and we got one response, I believe from Centereach, saying what this person did when he was bored, or what makes him not feel bored. And we're going to do that right now, so we can help make people not bored. This person claims that the sound of a frog in dub style will relieve him of any boredom that he happens to be feeling. So we have found the bullfrog, and we do have the dubwise styling. I believe it's working.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes, it is. Okay, so let's take it away with the... this is a bullfrog? Okay, let's take it away with the bullfrog. Thanks very much for your suggestion, and we certainly hope it helped. If you have something you'd like us to do to help you feel not bored, give us a call at the Voice of Long Island, area code 516-246-7901. As we mentioned before, we are dedicated to making, or fulfilling rather, a request for Mike's nurse. Mike's nurse, whose name is Edna, wanted to hear some Michael Jackson music, and, well, we just have lined up on turntable number 4, the best of Michael Jackson, and this is the title track from the motion picture Ben.
We were looking for. We're
WUSB, Stony Brook.
Now you come to drop this tool. You pass it across to you and you and God don't do. I hear my DJ part two for you, so only you do, you know? Do it! To you. This one dedicated to you. You dig out your nose and you dig out boo-boo. Sometime I do, but this I wanna do. Hey, hey. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. Come here, say, down in Jamaica, the island of the sun. We plant sugar cane, we make it white gum. When tourists come, make we have a little fun. When tourists come, nobody shoot them down. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. We have telephone in a few hospitals. We have telephone in a few hospitals. That's how you know Jamaica crucial. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaican people no eat dry bread. Jamaican people no eat dry bread. They sleep on expensive bed. Wrap up in a expensive spread. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. The Kingston Town is the capital. Kingston Town is the capital. That's how you know Jamaica too shy. And in Jamaica people drive rental. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. Come on, in Jamaica the girls left Jamaica and go to Miami. And when them write love letters to me, then little after that, me start reading. The first thing me see, hello sexy. Second thing me see, I hope you're feeling irate. The third thing me see, send a request for me. The fourth thing me see, please send some money. The fifth thing me see, I soon have a baby. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. In Jamaica, the girls sexy. Come and say, take me to Jamaica where the girls come from. Take me to Jamaica where the girls come from. Some of them fat, some of them slim, some of them tall, some of them long, and some of them people have me complexion. Jamaica, I like Miami. Jamaica, I like Miami. Kingston Town is the capital. We have few telephones and hospitals. That's how you know Jamaica crucial.
Do you take this man for your lawful husband?
Yes, I do.
And do you take this lady for your lawful wife?
Yes, I do.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, you hear the church bell ring. She asked me, hello baby, and I'm gonna mind it. So take me to the church on time. But you may man, say if you think I'm sexy, your little girl reach out and touch me. If you really need me, your little girl reach out and tell me. And give me your loving, give me your loving. Don't forget about the all night season. Don't forget about the hugging and teasing. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, you hear the church bell ring. She have me yellow baby, and I'm gonna mind it. So take me to the church on time. But hear me man, say on my way me a go a Babican. On my way me a go a Babican. Me buck up me wife, we name Susan. Tell her the husband I beg you sing a love song. If you ever change your mind,
about leaving, leaving me behind. Say, honey, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it along to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Say that me wife is a part of me life. Me wife is a part of me life. Say some are married and some are divorced. Some of them are talk about married life too poor. But tell you your love and the girls them love them out. But when they come to my yellow man he can't out. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, you hear the church bell ring. She have me yellow baby, and I'm gonna mind it. So take me to the church on time. But you me man, say that to me, are the husband, you are the wife. Me fry the chicken and you boil the rice. Me sweet like sugar and me nice like spice. They say that me have one good tone of vice. But this come to ill fatty leg and light. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, you hear the church bell ring. She asked me hello baby, and I'm gonna mind it. So take me to the church on time. But you me man, say that me kiss up on a chin. Me put on the ring. Say no bird can fly on a one wing. And no plane can fly without a engine. I tell you this, I wanna put the rocking and sing. I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, you hear the church bell ring. She asked me hello baby, and I'm gonna mind it. So take me to the church on time. But you me man, roses are red my love, but violets are blue. Sugar is sweet my love, but not as sweet as you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's all about to happen. Let's hear it for the fantastic Rolling Stones. Warmer, really warmer. In the world, it's out of me. Oh,
chained ass to me, a chained ass car. She under my arm. I gotta say, it's alright, it's alright. I gotta say, it's alright, it's alright. I gotta take it easy a little bit. I take it easy, man.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones from the album Got Live If You Want It. And small consolation for the fellow called up wanting to hear Under My Thumb. We couldn't find the studio version for some reason. That must be the one Rolling Stones album we don't have. All the ones that they are put out, that's the one I couldn't find. We heard Under My Thumb and Get Off of My Cloud from an album which came out way back in the early 60s. And this thing is really showing its age. Wow, okay, 113, 1 degree in Stony Brook, and that comes out to 34 on the Fahrenheit scale. No snow reported yet, but everybody knows it's coming. We'll have an updated weather forecast for you and all the latest news, sports, and things at 155.
The intricate voicings and floating harmonies of pianist Herbie Hancock. One of the special joys of contemporary jazz. Another is the exuberance of pianist Chick Corea, whose dancing rhythms and singing melodies are infectious delights. When you put them together, the combination is incomparable. I'm Billy Taylor of Jazz Alive, inviting you to join me at the 1979 Montreux International Festival in Switzerland, where we'll experience the uncanny telepathy of pianists Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock on National Public Radio's Jazz Alive.
Jazz a Lot comes your way every Saturday night at 10 p.m. right here on USB. And Jazz a Lot is funded through an underwriting grant from the Graduate Student Organization here at Stony Brook. Before Rolling Stones, before we heard from Mr. Yellowman, a couple of songs from him, Yellowman Getting Married in the Morning, and Jamaica, A Little Miami. Yeah, that's from his first album. He just recently put out a second one, but we didn't hear anything from that, unfortunately. Right now, though, on the turntable, we have the Harmony Sisters on USB.
If you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, if you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. Well, let me tell you people what a liar will do. He's always coming with something new. Steal your heart with a false pretense. Make out like he's your bosom friend. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When a liar takes a notion to bend the truth, he lay around his neighbors to get the news. Nearly every day when you look out, you can see that liar coming to your house. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. He'll tell you such a lie to surprise your mind. Mix a little truth for to make it shine. When he finds out, you believe what he says. Then that liar's gonna have his way. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. When everything is in a perfect peace, here comes that liar with his deceit. When he gets his business fixed just right, then that liar's gonna cause a fight. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone. He'll make out like he loves you so well. Everything he hears, he must come and tell. Let me tell you, sister, if you only knew what has heard somebody said about you. He studies up a lie, tells it so smooth. Think absolutely that it must be true. He urge you out to trace the tale. If you don't mind, you'll be put in jail. Hypocrite liar, both kicks up a fuss. They're both very bad, but the liar's the worst. If you don't want to get in trouble, you better let that liar alone.
Now Sam McGee was from Tennessee, where the cotton blooms and blows. Why, he left his home in the South to roam round the pole, God only knows. He was always cold, but the land of gold seemed to hold him like a spell. Though he'd often say in his only way that he'd sooner live in hell, that he'd sooner live in hell. One Christmas day we were moshing our way over the Dawson Trail. Talk of the cold through the park has folded steps like a driven nail. If our eyes we closed, then the lashes froze, till sometimes we could not see. It wasn't much fun, but the only one to whimper was Sam McGee. To whimper was Sam McGee. That very night as we lay tight in our robes beneath the snow, the
The dogs were fed and the stars o'erhead were dancing to and fro. And he turns to me, Cap, says he, I'll cash in this trip, I guess. And if I do, I'm asking that you won't refuse my last request. Won't refuse my last request. He seems so low that I could not say no, as he says with a sort of moan. It's this cursed cold and it's got right hold till I'm chilled clear through to the bone. Yet ain't been dead, it's my awful dread of the icy grave that came. And I want you to swear that foul or fair, you'll cremate my last remains. You'll cremate my last remains. A pal's last need, the thing to heed, and I swore that I would not fail. And we started on at the streak of dawn, but oh God, he looked awfully pale. He crouched on the sleigh and he raved all day of his home in Tennessee. And before nightfall, a corpse was all that was left of Sam McGee. That was left of Sam McGee. Our promise made is a debt unpaid, and the trail has its own stern cold. Through the days to come, though my lips were dumb, in my heart how I cursed that blow. In the long, long night, by the lone firelight, with the huskies round in a ring, howled out their woes to the homeless snow. Oh God, how I loathe the thing. Oh God, how I loathe the thing. Till I came to the marge of Lake LaBarge, and the derelict there lay. It was jammed in the ice, I could see in a trice. It was called the Alice May. And I looked at it, and I thought of it, and I looked at my frozen charm. And here, says I, with a sudden cry, is my crematorium. Is my crematorium. Some swing I tore from the cabin floor, and I lit the boiler fire. Some hole I found that was lying around, and I heaped the fuel of fire. The flames soared and the furnace roared, such a blaze you seldom see. And I burrowed a hole in the glowing coal that stuffed in Sam McGee. And I stuffed in Sam McGee. Thank you.
how long in the snow I waited with grisly fear. But the stars came out and they danced about. There again I ventured near. I was sick with dread, but I bravely said, I'll just take a peek inside. I guess